Praised be Jesus and Mary. As we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, you know, the Church reminds us in the first reading that after the resurrection of our Lord, the apostles gathered together in prayer with some women and the Blessed Virgin Mary. They understood instinctively that they needed to be where Mary was. You know, they gathered around her and she taught them to pray. You know, she formed them so that they'd be able to do what they were called to do. You know, they had spent 3 years with Jesus and they still didn't understand. But through the mediation of Our Lady, and of course, her spouse, the Holy Spirit, who was given to them, suddenly they became aware of what it was that they were supposed to do. You know, they understood what it meant to be conformed to Jesus Christ, and that that was the way that they lived their lives from that point forward, you know, every day becoming more and more conformed to the very likeness of Jesus. Now, the same is true for each one of us. You know, if we're going to be conformed to Christ, we must place before ourselves the mysteries of his life, his death, and his glorification. You know, that's exactly what we have in the Rosary. We meditate upon the mysteries of our Lord's life and place them before us, you know, every single day. And in so doing, you know, little by little, we become conformed, you know, to the mysteries upon which we meditate. Our Lady is at the very center of all this, you know, which makes perfect sense because God chose her, you know, as we heard in the Gospel reading, to be the mother of his Son. You know, Our Lady, being a mother, you know, has formed then only one child, you know, and she did it perfectly. Now, this being the case, as St. Louis de Montfort would tell us, then we need to place ourselves in her hands so that she can conform us, you know, to the image of that one child that she raised perfectly. The Rosary is an exceedingly powerful weapon, a spiritual weapon, you know, against the enemy of our souls. And it has been spoken of as the chain in the book of Revelation, which is going to bind Satan. And it is with that chain bound around him that he will be cast into the fiery pit for all eternity. Sister Lucia, one of the visionaries of Fatima, made it very clear that the power of the Rosary, you know, as she understood from Our Lady, from what Our Lady had shown her, she simply said, you know, through the Rosary, anything can be obtained. Anything. That's the power of the Rosary. Once again, you know, it moves us right into the mysteries of the life and passion and resurrection of our Lord, and into the mystery of Our Lady's relationship, you know, with her Son. We learn from her how to live the Christian life, and through her, you know, we become perfectly conformed to Christ. This is the power of the rosary. You know, it's able to take a situation which seems impossible and, you know, to help us to see God's will, to turn it into something which is not only completely possible, but something which is going to give the greatest glory to God. And that's exactly what we have to be about. Through this very humble means, you know, we see that we have the most powerful of weapons, you know, more powerful than an atomic bomb. It's a weapon to be wielded in the spiritual realm, you know, a weapon that's used against Satan and his minions. Through the rosary, all things are possible for those who really pray it, for those who trust in the power of God. Through Our Lady's intercession, everything can be obtained through the prayerful recitation of the Most Holy Rosary.